Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your pathfinding couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, September 21st, 2015.
And this is episode 185. I feel like we did a I'm feeling real weird.
I feel like my voice sounds weird.
It's like I feel that we did a show after Dragon Con already.
We did.
No, I'm talking about between the Tuesday show for Dragon Con. Mm-hmm. I feel that we did another show. And
you,
I don't
you think
know why.
We did a show last week.
Yes, I feel like we did a show last week.
Even
or
we did.
In my mind, I know we're doing it bi-weekly. I feel that we're like 2 weeks. We did it 2 weeks ago. That's not the case, because I'm like, this is episode 186. And then when I said your pathfinding couple,
this is episode 185, right?
This is episode 185.
Yeah.
It is. That's absolutely correct.
Oh, but you were thinking it was 186.
I kept thinking it was 186 before the show. And I said we were the pathfinding couple. And then after I had said that, I was like, we're already a pathfinding couple. So I took a quick look to make sure. And that's when I saw the Dragon Con special. So I was like, I don't know what's going on. I know what's going on. I hope everybody's doing well. So how are you doing, Renee?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a long day.
Yeah. You know what? Because I was in training today, we didn't get to have our normal conversation that we usually have, like, during dinner.
No.
That was really weird. So, did you have a busy day?
I did. It was, people asking things. I did and I didn't. It was busy towards the end of the day.
So, you had a very disruptive day, probably.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Disruptive is a good way to put it.
So, I think I'm saying that, I feel that I've come to the point of recognizing that I think that's what's going on with my job, with my big projects and everything. I think the disruption that's happening at my job is affecting me.
I can imagine.
Even
your proposal
has
caused you to have a ton of freaking distractions.
Right.
Imagine how, do you think it'd be worse if you were in the office or not really?
Okay, so answer that question. I get a lot more work done working at home because I'm not, it's weird. I have less walk-ups, people walking up, and a lot of the water cooler talk and the distraction type talk where we're talking about different stuff, people asking about the kids and how the podcast is going, all that other stuff. But when I'm here, I'm so focused in, I get more IMs, I get more phone calls, I get more emails, and I'm, you know, shooting off and I'm getting all those things done. And a lot of it is a distraction because I feel because I am working from home, I have to perform better.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I have to make sure.
I see that.
I have to make sure that Steve knows I'm still working, that people still recognize I'm doing my thing. I just don't want to just slide off into the abyss of, you know, I'm going up. They'll be like, oh, this is Jerry. We've been paying him for a long time. What exactly does he do? You know?
It's like, are we just throwing money down a well?
Yeah, so.
Is he actually producing? That's what I feel, too.
Yeah, so.
I feel like I have to produce things.
I was about to say, Are you wondering if I'm actually doing work, babe?
No, I know you're doing work.
I know. So, but yeah, so I just want to say what's up to everyone in the Valen Tavern. Who do we have with us today?
Valen Tavern, we have Punk Gopher.
What's up, Punk?
Hey, Punk.
I think the premieres are hitting everyone up.
That's all right.
At least
Punk gets all the liquor in the Valen Tavern.
He does. So, yeah, I'm a little sad. No, I'm not a little sad. I'm glad Punk's here. And Punk has a little thing that we're going to pimp out, and we're going to try to cover that at the end as well.
Okay.
We're going to pimp it out right now. Go to tinyurl.com, Nurse Sickness. It's a charity for a children's hospital where they're having a 24-hour gaming marathon. So it may be streamed as well. So that's going to be pretty cool. And if this is Punk Gopher doing it, I am going to take a wild guess, Punk Gopher, and say it is going to be board games or not. Is it? All right. So this is part of the Extra Life deal. Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. So he has a goal of $200 to raise for the Children's Hospital.
Oh, cool.
And go check it out. Go out to tinyurl.com/nerfsickness. So it's going to be board games and tabletop RPGs. It's going to be exciting. There's a lot of people doing stuff that weekend as well. A group of guys here in Louisville are going down to Atlanta to that game store, Gigabyte, that mm-hmm. I went to. And they're doing like a... they're doing not an infinity tournament. They're doing an infinite tournament
Ooh.
For Extra Life as well. So, if Punk Gopher's team makes their goal, he will bring over 100 games to Nerdtacular 16.
Wow.
So
I don't even know how that's even gonna happen.
So let's get out there and let's help Punk and his team get this $200 raised. 100 games to Nerdtacular 16. That's gonna be amazing. That will be amazing. And also we saw Dokador snuck in as well.
Dumbledore is in here.
Yeah. So amazing. So, and I actually forgot to start recording the show.
No.
Not audio.
No, but video.
So I am going to drop down, do a local record, and they just missed the intro. Or I may just put both of them up. Who knows what I'm going to do? I mean, I got my shit together right now, right? Totally.
You totally have your shit together. You're awesome.
Yeah. So, that's kind of what's been going on with me today. Have I talked about... I'm in training. I'm in SharePoint training.
Yeah. But you always say you want to get out of the house.
Yeah, I'm out of the house. I'm enjoying it. That's about it may be all I can say to that.
You can't really say a lot.
Yeah, I can't say a whole lot, so
yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and walk into a weekend wrap up, babe.
Let's do it.
And I can't find my button.
Button. Who has the button?
There's my button.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Aha. Uh-huh. We haven't seen Hendo in a while. You know that?
Yeah, Hendo is.
I see him on the Twitters.
I hope he's still my friend.
Yeah, I see him on the Twitters though. So.
Oh, cool.
I guess we're still friends. Nah, I know we are. So,
but anyway, so we've had some toddler sickness. We were supposed to go to the zoo. Man, toddler sickness is the worst. Because at this age, they aren't just like sick. They are sick and clingy, and you can't put them down, and they hate you. And it's just like, grr. Zoe had a, I feel like they've been Zoe and Maya have been trading this fever back and forth for what seems like weeks. I want them to stop because it is killing me. Because they're needy little things. But so that kept us from going to the zoo, so we didn't go to the zoo. But before she got sick, we were able to go to my mom's church had a family day. And part of it was to walk on the bridge that goes in between Kentucky and Indiana.
The Big Four.
Big Four Bridge.
Yep.
What's it called? The Big Big Four?
Yes. Isn't it Big Four Bridge?
I think it's what it's called. So we walked across the Big Four Bridge, and it was me, Jay, the twins, my sister Kim, my mom, my dad. And we walked over to the Indiana side, and they had a little farmer's market on the Indiana side, and we got some honey.
I will say, go ahead.
Yeah, and we got some honey, some whipped honey, too.
Some whipped honey. Awesome.
So, yeah, so it was cool. It was a nice day.
Yep.
We were doing family stuff.
Yep, it was really fun.
So it was awesome.
It was really fun. We had a great time, and, yeah, I mean, it was a good walk. I love the middle of the bridge where you get to hear the classical music. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my absolute favorite. I don't know if I talked about this lately, but I have been listening to a lot of classical music. I'm in the car of local station 90.5. It's one of those public radio stations, and I've been absolutely loving it. U of L's radio station, classical U of L. So, you know, every now and then, I just get in the mood to just listen to classical because I need to. I don't know what it does. It calms me the hell down a little bit. But then also, like you said, we did the bridge walk. And then after the bridge walk, I'll talk about it later in the show, but I had a game day up at the game shop, played some Infinity as well. And then before we even went to the bridge walk, we had we ate at Wild Eggs.
We did eat at Wild Eggs before. Yeah. It was the one downtown. We haven't eaten at that one before. It's very trendy.
You didn't take, but you and I treated Steve to breakfast. I took him out for breakfast once for our 101.
Oh, so you went to Wild Eggs.
Yeah.
You've been to that one before.
I have been to that one.
Well, never mind. It's not important since we haven't been there as a couple.
Oh, no. It's always important.
It's not important anymore. I guess.
No, it's very important. But we had the Mamma Mia, which was like a cheese stuffed omelet. That was amazing.
It was good. I had like pizza for breakfast.
Wait a minute. No, the Mamma Mia was the pizza, right?
No. The Z something was the pizza.
Oh, okay.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah. It was really good. It was really good. So it was kind of nice to, you know... Oh, the morning za is what you got, babe.
The morning za, that's what it was. I don't know what it is.
So I'm
nothing. And the twins are nosy as hell, by the way, because they just stare at everybody all the time. It's hilarious.
Right.
There's this baby right next to us, and they're all up in the baby's grill.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
So I posted a picture of the morning za in the Valen Tavern for folks to see. So they can be all jelly of your pizza. But we both got the special, so we ended up splitting everything. It was really nice. And it was pretty good. It was definitely pretty good. So, but yeah, that was kind of our weekend. Like Renee said, sick kids and stuff like that. Kind of
it ruins things, but it's all good.
Put a hamper on it, but
it happens.
But yeah,
kids are kids.
Yep. So let's get to some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right, so yeah, it's the media time, babe.
So we actually binge watched Mr. Robot. I said, "Don't worry about it, babe. We'll see Mr. Robot. Like they'll probably have a marathon the next season." But Jay doesn't want to hear that.
Listen,
I don't know why you want to hear that.
There's a couple of things I want to talk about. Not just around Mr. Robot. But before we talk about that, because I want to talk about it after our next show as well. Is it okay? Can I table?
Table Mr. Robot?
Not Mr. Now? Robot, but table what? I don't listen part. Can I table that?
Until next show?
Talk about Doctor Who.
Okay.
So remind me. And everything. And we're going to have that conversation. This is pretty much about Time Warner and stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why we couldn't just wait up. Because you know they're going to marathon Mr. Robot.
Man, so here's the earliest I can conceive that they would do it. Either Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Right.
Which I probably could have waited till then.
But you don't like to wait. It's your problem.
So we binge watched Empire. So we finished Empire since our last show, right? So
right.
We were in the middle watching Empire.
Yep, we finished Empire.
We finished we Empire. Finish and then the plan was to watch Mr. Robot, you know, after we finished Empire. We thought that it was on the on Hulu Plus, but it wasn't there. So I was so pumped up to watch Empire. I'm not Empire, but Mr. Robot, because I heard a lot of people talking about it and everything else, and you know, want to see what was up. And we saw it and was like, oh man, it's not there. So
you felt cheated.
Felt cheated a little bit. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Amazon and them doing SD, you know, and having the Amazon Fire TV stick up there. I mean, I went ahead and just got the SD for $16. Mm. I mean, hey, what's $16, man? And I will say for $1.60 an episode, it was pretty damn good. What'd you think?
Yeah, I liked it. You can't, if you go into Mr. Robot wanting to understand everything, you're gonna hate it. Like, you have to, as I read somewhere, you have to let it wash over you.
Oh yeah.
Makes sense.
Oh yeah. And that's the thing that I've noticed that I kind of deal with that was that I just watched it for what they were showing me. I wasn't trying to run too far ahead or try to figure some stuff out. Even though, you know, I tried not to do it as much as I, you know, would, but I was able to kind of take back and kind of chill. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was good. Mr. Robot was good. And then we also had Doctor Who Season 9 started up.
Yeah, Doctor Who started up, and it was pretty cool. I wasn't overwhelmed by it. It was okay. I don't know. I don't know. There's certain parts where I was kind of like, meh. But maybe I'm not a huge Doctor Who fan. Maybe that's it. I mean, I like Doctor Who, but this isn't my favorite Doctor, and not my favorite companion. But she's not a lot of people's favorite companion either. She's definitely you know, just okay for a lot of people. But you know, I heard she's leaving, so there's that.
Yeah.
I don't know who's supposed to replace her. I've heard rumors, but I don't know. Did you like the new episode?
I did. An interesting conversation came up on about Peter Capaldi with some friends. And I remember our first few episodes of Peter Capaldi.
Capaldi.
As the new doctor. I think it was like the first three or four episodes. I was kind of like, I really don't like this guy. You know what I'm saying? I was like, he's awkward. I don't get it. I just didn't know what was going on. I didn't quite understand. I was like, this is going to be horrible. I bought the little season pass thing. And I was like, oh, no. But he grew on me as the season went along. And even till now, I mean, I absolutely enjoyed it. I mean, the guitar was hilarious.
Yeah.
You know.
The guitar was hilarious. It, was it bad? It wasn't bad. It's just...
So...
It felt a little in your face. Do... Hear... This is not a spoiler, but he reminded me of, like, somebody's drunken uncle.
Really?
That makes sense. In that scene. In the particular scene.
I didn't think of it like that. Now, I didn't think, I don't know. It's weird. I didn't feel that. I just felt it was just being his awkward self. You know, I mean, I didn't think too much of it. I thought he did pretty good. I didn't think it was weird, but I don't know. I just think I'm just kind of in for the ride. I'm enjoying the. I am enjoying the relationship between him and Missy.
Yeah, I am enjoying that. They have an interesting friendship.
I'm actually enjoying that whole triangle.
That actress is awesome that plays Missy. She is wonderful at
right,
her job.
Right, right.
So, Doctor Who started. I'm hoping next... The Daleks were never my favorite enemy of the Doctor. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of meh.
Well, I think they're trying to make it a little interesting, so...
Yeah, I just... Whenever they keep bringing back Daleks, I'm like, really?
Well, I mean, they've been there for...
Daleks again?
Well, they've been there forever. I think you like when they face... When he faces... You know, each episode has a different new monster or a different new...
Yeah.
You know, something... weird or something going on, and he's discovering what's going on. It's like, oh, it's an elephant head man or elephant foot man, but he's really looking for his mommy, and that's why he's causing trouble around here. And let's put him back. I think that's the. Do you think that could be what it is?
Maybe, okay. Possibly. Yeah.
All right. So, the whole deal with Mr. Robot. As a lot of you know that listen to us regularly, we cut the cable like 2 years ago or something like that,
mm-hmm.
for like a month and a half. And then we were like, oh man, what are we going to do for Game of Thrones? And then, so we called Time Warner, said, we still have your internet. Can we just get HBO? They said, no, but we can give you an amazing package with basic TV and these basic channels and... HBO for like $89.
Right.
Like, whoa, that's cheaper than what we're paying for just internet. And we get 50 meg down and whatever up. So we took the deal. We no longer cut the cord. So we've been lowballing for a long time. And it just so happened that we didn't get BBC America, and we don't get, and we can't watch like USA Network online and stuff like that, which is where Mr. Robot was, mm-hmm. because our account doesn't allow us to watch that, streaming. So kind of missed out on it. So I called Time Warner and said, hey, you know, what's your cheapest package of what we have? But we want BBC America.
Right.
So he was going through trying to find the best package, and he was like, oh, the best package we have would cost you $45 and some odd cents more a month. And I was like, really? I can get the Doctor Who season 9 for like $20 on Amazon. For, you know, and just watch it the day after.
I would have been fine waiting. I don't know. If we waited, where could we have seen it? Netflix eventually, right?
Netflix eventually.
Yeah, I would have just waited.
Hulu as well.
How would you say no more buying seasons waiting until they come out on Netflix or Hulu?
I mean,
how do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's kind of, I'm fine doing it. I mean, it's like, so I guess there's a couple of ways to think about it. It's like, I'll pay for that out of my money.
But I'm saying, why? Well, you don't have to.
And the reason that I pay for it out of my money is because, you know, I really don't want to wait to see it.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want
to
wait.
Yeah, I don't feel like waiting to see it.
You're impatient.
Sure. Yeah, I'm impatient. And then if it's pretty good, especially if it's like a pretty good season or something like that, I mean, we own it.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is. I don't feel like that I'm missing out on anything. But I think, you know, maybe in the long run, I think it all pans out, you know.
Yeah.
We're still saving money. We still have cable, and I'm just, instead of paying, eating out 3 times in a week, I just eat at home and pay for a season. If that's what I have to endure, that's what I'll endure. But does it bother you that I don't wait, or?
No, it doesn't bother me. I'm just, you know, I'm more save when it comes to money.
Right.
You know, that's my MO, so.
Right.
Yeah, it's probably a healthy balance, but.
Yeah.
So a new game came out that I described as DDRPG, I don't know.
Yeah.
D&D video game.
Yeah, so next Tuesday is the official launch date, unless you pre-order. Sword Coast Legends is a game. It's an RPG game that is in partnership with Wizards of the Coast and Dungeons and Dragons. I think it's Wizards of the Coast. Well, with the Dungeons and Dragons folks, I think it is Wizards of the Coast. I'm sorry. Take my geek cred. But it's a game where you can actually create campaigns inside of it. Think of Neverwinter, the MMO, but more awesome, where you can take the
more
dungeon.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's more awesome. The dungeon master can make adjustments on the fly while you're doing the campaign, and they're watching everything, and it's just amazing. It's almost like D&D to the max, but we'll definitely have to... play some with the guys and stuff like that. So Wizards of the Coast are the folks that also do Magic the Gathering.
Mm-hmm. They do, yes. I know that name very well.
Yeah. A lot of people, I think even myself, I had to double check myself and make sure that Wizards of the Coast did do Dungeons and Dragons. So but yeah, D&D officially is the next topic.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Huh?
You okay? Oh, D&D officially, like, we're playing D&D again.
Oh, well, we're playing Pathfinder. That's what threw me off. So that's why we're the pathfinding couple.
Oh, you okay?
Well, the thing that threw me off was that we're playing Pathfinder.
Okay, is that not Dungeons and Dragons?
No, it's Pathfinder. And so okay, I know what you're saying, but let me tell you, if you're talking, this is like talking to a metalhead. Let's talk to someone that loves metal, right? And if you go to them and say, AC/DC is the greatest metal group ever, they're going to trip out. And the thing is, that's what caught me. Seriously, there are people that will flip out about it. And that's why it threw me off.
It's D&D.
It's Pathfinder.
But the thing is that you aren't one of those people.
Well, I'm saying it for our listeners
I'm talking about you.
I didn't think it. When I saw that, I was thinking Pathfinder is all I'm saying. I mean, I wouldn't.
It's D&D.
I wasn't making fun, for one. I was honestly confused when I saw that. Because we got to talking about Sword Coast Legends and we're talking about D&D. And that's kind of where I got thrown off.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah, so we're playing Pathfinder, a.k.a. D&D, Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
It's all the same to me. Yeah. Go on, send the hate mail to me. That's fine.
Where can they send it?
They can send it to valentinecast@gmail.com. And I picked a monk, a human monk, as my player. Who did you pick, Jay?
I picked a half elf ranger. Is what I picked.
And you know, the first session was cool. I had some ups and downs. The down, I was holding a rope for most of the session. But the up, I got to kill something. Yep. So, up yep. and down.
So, our raid group has been doing this since March.
Yeah.
And we were invited to play, but we were raiding also. And we had the podcast. And we were like, I can't really fit that in. So, we kind of said, we're good. But then, you know, Serve made a call out to everyone and said, hey, you know, we'll still take people. And then our raid team, we're not raiding that much any longer. And it's every other week. And Renee and I were like, you know what? We should play D&D/Pathfinder with them. So they were getting ready to hit level 3. So we had to build level 2 characters. And it was kind of cool how, you know, Serve brought us into the story. It was kind of like, you know, I was an understudy of this elf ranger that I was like her right hand man. She's going off to find out what's going on with some giants up north and left me in charge. So yeah. I've been kind of handling the goblins in the area.
Nice.
And then I came up through this path and she had told me about this group of guys and that were here looking for goblins as well. And, you know, there was an odd elf with them. And then as they were going through like this briarwood thing, and I came on the trail, I happened to come across Renee, Renee's monk. And pretty much we fought. I'm like, hey, you know, you're there because you're looking to do trophies and just looking forward to fight and and stuff like that. And I was told you about the group and I was like, look at these tracks. They're not even hiding their tracks. It's just like, they just might as well just roll a big old catapult through here. And horrible job. So we caught up with them and they just had got through killing a boss and was trying to figure out how to get across this booby trap bridge. And sadly, you know, Renee, like you said, Renee, you were stuck holding the rope for a long time.
Yeah, but I was being helpful to the party.
Yeah, you were.
So,
and I was, you know, sniping while I was shooting from the other side of the bridge, killing goblins. And it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool because when, you know, I don't know where the dungeon master, I don't know where Serve is taking us. Or in Pathfinder, it's called the Game Master.
So it's not Dungeon Master.
It's Game Master.
But if you call it Dungeon Master, they'll get pissed off.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'd like to know who these who the they is.
We're going to have to talk to Serve.
I know who they is.
I'm going to talk to Serve.
Who the they that we get up in arms about me calling it
D&D? I don't know, man. You know, and again, I wouldn't.
It has the same character sheet.
No, it doesn't, actually.
The character sheet's different.
You get some of the systems are different. They are different, you know, because that was my confusion.
You slide instead of shift.
that was my confusion when I was making the character. And so it was like, forget everything you know about D&D. And
but they have the same freaking stats.
Well, of course. I mean, you're always going to have those stats. I mean, constitution, strength, all that stuff is going to be baseline. Because, I mean, if it's fantasy, it usually will be. But then if it's like sci-fi, they'll put in like willpower, ballistic skill, close combat, armor. Well, armor's there. You know, different stuff like that, you know. So that's the stuff that kind of how it goes. So, you know, and Punk Gopher is totally schooling us in the chat room because, you know, he's the game master, you know. And he said, Dungeon Masters from D&D, which is Wizard of the Coast, Pazio owns Pathfinder and uses open gaming licenses for mechanics. So and he could probably school us on that. Mm-hmm.
We're playing Pathfinder, which feels like D&D to me.
Yeah, and that's fine.
It's okay to feel like D&D.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, so you remember when we were playing 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons?
Yes.
And you remember all the old heads of playing Dungeons & Dragons talk shit to us about playing 4E? Mm-hmm. So, that's... And that was kind of why, and I didn't want you to feel like I was picking on you because you had Dungeons and D&D there. It was more of, I just don't feel like dealing with, pretty much, if someone says something, I'm going to look at them like this. I'm going to give them the little black boy look that I've been putting up. Because I'm just like, you know, just shut up. Just shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Shut up. So, yeah. So, we're having fun playing Pathfinder, hanging out with friends, and you know, can't definitely complain, so.
Yep, can't complain at all.
All right, well, that was an interesting conversation.
That
was actually longer than I thought, you know.
It did take longer.
And you know what? I am, because Punk Gopher, he did hit on something. It's a picky crowd. And they have very deep cliques. And I will say that is absolutely true because the other thing I did this weekend was play Infinity.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the week. So you know, I'm in this learning league, right? This league where it's an escalation league where we're trying to learn the game. Everyone's learning. And so we have like a couple of stores that have been like, you know what, we'll sponsor you guys and stuff like that. So it's the one in Indiana, Silver Creek Gaming, mm-hmm. and the one down south, Louisville, Pet Shop Comics. You know, both of them are freaking 30, almost 40 minutes away from me either way I go.
Right.
So I don't care where I play. So this past Saturday was the week we were supposed to play at Silver Creek up in Indiana. Well, there was a group of folks that wanted to go to Pet Shop because they don't play at Silver Creek. But then it just didn't matter. And it was kind of like, and I was talking to someone that's been in the community longer than I, and he talked about how, you know, where Punk Gopher saying the cliques are deep. Mm-hmm. They are, you know, but I will say when Saturday came, everyone was at Silver Creek and it was a fun time.
Right.
But there are deep cliques. I mean, there are just some people that prefer to play, you know, at a certain shop, you know, which I can understand because there are some shops that aren't tabletop gaming friendly. And when I say that, it's like some shops, I mean, their big money maker is Magic the Gathering, you know? So they play to the Magic the Gathering, Yu-Gi-Oh! And so it's almost like if you come play tabletop, they're going to have you like in the back closet playing, you know, Warhammer or Infinity or any of the tabletops because they want all the tables they have for Magic, you know? So Pet Shop, Louisville Game Store, and of course Game Workshop, those are very friendly. Tabletop gaming. But all the shops here in Louisville, for the most part, are extremely nice. You just have to know which shop you need to hit up with what you want to do. If you want to play Magic, you want to go to Something to Do, Silver Creek. There's the one over there by OK Bayou.
Joe's OK Bayou?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of that one. But that one's a pretty cool one. I wish that I had hit that shop up when I was playing, you know.
That's right there on Hurstbourne?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, by the Kroger. So, but yeah, so there you go.
Infinity.
Gaming clicks and all the other stuff. So, what would you say, babe? I'm sorry.
I said Infinity.
I don't know what's good. I feel off.
You feel off?
I don't know why.
Well, guess what? Maybe a little bit of
Feisty.
Johnny Feisty will bring
it. Oh, maybe it will. Come on, Mr. Feisty. Valentine's odds
and ends. Odds and ends.
All right.
I do want to say congratulations to my coworker Justin. Him and his wife had twin girls today.
Congratulations. Woo. Is that the one you were talking to?
What? No. That's Lori.
Did I know about Justin?
You know Justin. You've met him a couple times. He used to be on my team.
Oh, where's he at now?
He's on a different team. But he's still...
Yeah.
But.
Well, cool. Congratulations,
Yeah, so
Justin.
He joined the twin club.
So he had twin what?
He had twin girls, but he already has a little boy. So his is infinitely harder than us. So...
How's the little boy?
Like 2 or 3.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I know, right? It's a good, it's a fun gap when they're older, but when they're younger, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But so we do have some birthdays.
We do.
We have some birthdays today.
Oh, Miss Mary Henderson.
Mary and the Hendersons. Her birthday is today.
Happy birthday.
Tanner Goodman, his birthday is today. Happy birthday, Tanner.
Happy birthday, Tanner.
Katie Szynski, she's one of my mom groups. I love her. Happy birthday.
Oh, is that Katie from Texas?
No. Molly's from Texas.
Oh.
Katie is from, I don't know, but baby thing is Xander.
Oh, Xander.
And the twins love Xander. They love seeing videos of Xander.
Yeah, Xander's so,
happy
cool.
Happy birthday, Katie, on Thursday. Amy Stevenson, another mom of my mom group. She's from Australia. So all her kids have the cutest accents because they're from Australia.
Uh-huh.
So happy birthday, Amy Stevenson.
Happy birthday, sisters.
Shut up. She's in the other group. She's in the atheist group.
Okay.
Group. Stop calling on my sisters. I just want to punch you in the face. Well,
Ashley Wells, her birthday is on Friday.
Boba Fetish's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, Jordan Boba Hando. Fetish's birthday was yesterday.
Woo!
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
I really need to do better about Twitter.
You do.
I'm horrible with Twitter.
I'm terrible with it.
I'm horrible.
I hardly ever check it anymore. Yeah. Bradley Proctor's birthday. Did I miss one? I missed two.
Miss Jennifer Roach.
Jennifer Roach's birthday is on Sunday.
Mr. Neil Mitchell, his birthday is on Sunday.
Yep. Bradley Proctor's birthday is also on Sunday.
Salmonatrix's birthday is on Sunday.
No, it's not. It's on the 30th.
Oh.
Courtney Grano's birthday is on the 29th. You know Courtney.
Yeah, I know Courtney.
Courtney Grano's birthday is on the 29th. And then Salmonatrix's birthday is on the 30th.
And... much love to Salmonatrix and everything. She has some news about her back stuff, so.
Yeah, I saw that. But I can realize that she didn't want to deal with it today. I wouldn't want to deal with it today.
Yep.
So, and Kelly Snow's birthday is also on the 30th.
Dolcador!
Dolcador!
Your birthday's on the 30th!
And since the birthday's on the 30th, and Dolcador is in the room, we get to do something we hardly ever get to do. You gotta turn down the music a little bit.
Yeah. We're gonna do it in 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dolcador. Happy birthday to you. It may feel weird because your birthday's not for 9 days, but, you know, it's within our 2-week window. So happy birthday, Dolcador. The Valentine.
Yes.
JJ. Renee. Happy birthday.
Watch me whip. Watch me nay nay. Watch me whip. Watch me nay nay. Watch me whip.
All right.
Whip.
Bye,
whip.
Y'all. Show's over. Go home. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the F out of here.
It's the last call for alcohol, everyone. But nah, so happy birthday, everyone. Just want to say thanks to everyone for stopping in.
Yeah, fan hey.
I really need to talk to Mr. Alpha Geek about the channel, but. If things happen and you're trying to watch live, remember you can go to ValentineCastLive.com. 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 All right. So if you want to reach us by email, you can do so at TheValentineCast@gmail.com. You can see our website and our blog at ValentineCast.com. The podcast Twitter feed. It's Valentine Cast. Facebook page is also Valentine Cast.
Facebook.com/ValentineCast.
Yeah.
You can call us at 415-758-2278. Dang it. You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Videos as this and past episodes can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast whenever Jay remembers to press record. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, that's THECAOBOI, and my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
All right, Valentavern, everyone else.
Thanks, Valentavern, for being here. We really appreciate it.
Yep. Have a great week,
y'all,
everyone.
Y'all rock my freaking socks.
See you on the 5th of October, and keep it easy.
Hi, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Contact us, damn it.
Boops.
That was a total accident.